Blog Talk Radio.
Good Saturday morning, everybody, and you were tuned in to Horse Racing Today.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
Happy Halloween, everybody, and you were tuned in to Horse Racing Today. I am Eddie the Hat, and I'll be with you for the next 30 minutes, as well as Hondo, who has joined us now. And Hondo, how are you this morning?
Doing fine.
And, folks, well, we got opening day at Del Mar today, kind of an unusual situation with a Friday, or rather a Saturday opening day, but nonetheless, nine race card out at the Bing Crosby meet down at Del Mar. First post at 12:30, and Hondo, I think did you speak to Trevor Denman yesterday and get his thoughts on the meeting?
Yeah, Trevor, talked to Trevor. There were some rumors flying around. I had heard that because of this, the coronavirus, and Trevor was going to try to kind of take it as a sign that maybe it's time for him to retire because, you know, he hasn't been coming to San Diego. And he assured me, no, that's not true, that he's planning to work another 5 to 10 years, if not more. And he's 68 now, and but he didn't want to work the summer meet out of the concerns for the COVID. Called Joe Harper. Joe Harper was more than receptive to what Trevor was telling him, and said, you know, you just stay back in your farm and you know, be safe. And Trevor told me he had no idea at all that he would also be missing the fall meet. He had no idea that this would last as long as it did. He called Joe again, said, Joe, I just can't come back. He said, I will if you want me to. And Joe said, no. We, you know, they got a substitute announcer who's more than capable, very good track announcer in Larry Colmus. So Trevor will be missing his second straight meet. And hopefully we'll see him in the summer when hopefully fans will be allowed at the track and things will be back to semi-normal. And I was kidding Trevor and said, boy, by the time you come back, you'll have had a two-year vacation. And he laughed. And, you know, he lives on a 500-acre farm in Minnesota out in the middle of nowhere. The closest town to him is 7 miles away with a population of about 450 people. And his driveway is a mile long, his driveway.
Ah.
So Trevor is out in the middle. As he said, it's a very, very, very remote area. And Trevor loves it. Him and his wife of 25 years love it there. And you know, hopefully we'll be seeing Trevor back in the summer.
Excellent. And, well, hopefully we'll be seeing everybody else back in the summer, too, because from the way things are looking right now, it's iffy. But hopefully things will change and we'll turn the corner. And when we flip the page, we'll be back to normalcy in 2021. That's a pleasant thought to think about. As far as racing today, folks, of course everybody knows all the pools and everything are at zero, so there's no carryover. But judging by today's card, looks like probably there'll be a single-ticket jackpot carryover after today.
Yeah, I think from what I read, Del Mar is switching from the $2
pick-six
to the Yeah, they're also going to the jackpot. So I guess they
They
had enough feedback from fans who wanted to see that.
Well, there's, you know, as you and I have discussed, there's been, you know, back and forth about the old school, you know, gamblers that want to see the conventional $2 pick six, and then there's the small time players that want it to be a 20-cent minimum, so they can, you know, obviously, you know, include more horses in their ticket, keep the cost down, and they don't mind hitting it for $5,000 or $6,000 instead of not being able to play and having the jackpot at $200,000 or $300,000 sometimes when they hit it. Or I think it's a good thing.
Well, if I played a $30 ticket and hit it for $5,000, I'd be as happy as a pig in mud.
Right, right. And but hey, so yeah, that's what we had heard. So that's good that that they're, you know, they're going to do that. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of disgruntled old school gamblers. But
well, you and I know two of them.
Yeah, they're just going to have to adapt and. They're going to have to share the pool with the little fish. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, horse racing can't be exclusive and exclude people just because, you know, of high minimums. And, that, you know, I think it's good. I think it's good for the sport.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So, all right. Well, let's take a walk down to the paddock. And we're going to go ahead and go over Santa Anita's closing jockey trainer standings. And a reminder that this segment is brought to you by GMV Art. And especially today, if you ghouls or goblins are looking for an illustrator, graphic designer, or any other spooky artistic needs, check out GMV Art and their unique style and point of view with merchandise ranging from vinyl stickers, magnets, to custom commissioned pieces. Visit them right now. GMV_art on Instagram, or visit their website at giovannivellis.com. That's GIOVANNIVELIS.com. Tell them the hat sent you. All right, Santa Anita wrapped up on Sunday, and no surprise, Flavion Pratt is the king with 27 wins. Juan Hernandez checked in second with 23. Abel Cedillo with 14, Umberto Rispoli also with 14, Ricardo Gonzalez with 10, and then the following jocks had 7. They are Alexis Centeno, Tyler Bays, Edwin Maldonado, and Mario Gutierrez. So congratulations to Flavion Pratt. He won another trophy. And Bob Baffert and Peter Miller each tied with 11 with the trainer standings. Doug O'Neill close third with 10. Richard Baltos with 8, and then Phil D'Amato with 6, and then the following gentlemen had 5 apiece, and they are Mark Glatt, John Sadler, Dick Mandela, Craig Lewis, Jeff Mullins, and Vladimir Sorin. So congratulations to Bob and Pete for their success.
And just as a side note, we had Craig Lewis, who a couple weeks ago got his 1,000th career win. Well, Mark Glad is only 3 wins away from reaching that milestone.
He's close. So that will be, 1,000 wins, folks. That ain't easy to do. Jockeys can do that pretty quickly. But when you're a trainer and you get to that threshold, that's something. Because, trainers don't usually start as many horses a day as jocks ride. So that's definitely an achievement. Red Baron's Barn and Rancho Temescal took down the owner's title with 5 wins at the meet. Redham Racing checked in second with 4, and David and Holly Wilson checked in with 3. So congratulations to everybody who had success at Santa Anita, and hopefully it will carry over at the Del Mar meet for these folks. Aaron Greider hanging them up.
Yep, Aaron Greider announced that Del Mar will be his last meet, and he's been a very professional rider. I've never had a problem, plucking $2 down on any of his horses if I liked them, and he had some uh, some good ride. Of course, his probably one of the most famous horses he ever rode was Well Armed, who won the Dubai World Cup back in the day. And very polished rider and very good rider. And but he'll still be around. I don't know what he's going to be doing. He's very polished. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him eventually doing some TV work and things of that matter. So anyway, good luck to Aaron as he moves on to the next stage of his career.
Yep, and it was always, I can remember Aaron when he started out at Agua Caliente, riding down there, and I can remember cashing a couple of bucks wagered on him down there, and always been very kind. He's a great ambassador for the sport. Hopefully we won't lose him. He'll continue to be so, because any time that I myself have ever needed anything, I've always contacted him, and he's always been more than willing to help. So, and he's a good mentor to the younger riders, too. I've heard that from several, that he's very, you know, willing to help out. Mike Smith is another one in the jockey room that we'll see a young kid on the exerciser, and Equisizer is the real pronunciation, I guess. And we'll see them, and he'll come over and offer tips and suggestions and you know, to help him out. So it's a good jocks room here in California. So I know a lot of people bash the riders for, you know, mistakes or what they think are mistakes, you know, during a race, but takes a lot of guts and a lot of courage to do what they do. So anyway, yeah, good luck, Aaron, and I'm sure whatever you end up doing will be successful. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk about today's Del Mar card, opening day, first post, 12:30. Don't go far away. We'll be right back. Halloween, Saturday, October 31st. Thank you for joining us. I'm Eddie the Hat, and we have with us Hondo in the studio. And, folks, again, Del Mar, opening day today, 12:30 p.m., first post, 9-race card. And let's go ahead and give you the overnight scratches as they were as of last night. First scratch comes in the 6th race. And take out Runaway YY, and also take out Intense and The Loot Is Mine, which was definitely a pivotal scratch in this race. So those are the 3 scratches in the 6th race. Turn your programs to the 9th race, where we have scratches The Great One. Take out The Great One. Take out El Joy, take out De Jour, and take out Bolo. Those are the scratches for today out at Del Mar. The opening feature race today comes in the 7th race. This is the Catherine Crosby, a mile on the turf, $75,000 added. And from the rail out, we have Ellie Arroway at 8-1 under Victor Espinoza. Never Be Enough, 5-1 with Tiago Pereira riding. Proud Emma, 8-1. Flavian Pratt, She's Our Charm, 5-1. JJ Hernandez, 5-1 on Muchly, handled by Umberto Rispoli. Cordiality. Jeez. 7-2 under Drayden Van Dyke. Kara, 5-1. Abel Cedillo and Colonial Creed, 4-1 with Mario Gutierrez. And again, this is the seventh race feature. And Hondo, do you like anybody in that race?
Yeah, I think the class horse in there is Cordiality, or however you pronounce her name. It's kind
Cordiality,
of a tongue twister.
I think. Or
You know, Timmy Acteen, she obviously loves Del Mar. She's won 3 out of 7 on the Del Mar turf with 2 seconds. So 5 of the 7 races on the Del Mar turf course, she's been right there. And Drayden stays with her. Drayden stays with her after she won the swing time at Santa Anita. And Van Dyke and Yakteen, when they hook up, they've won 5 out of 11 times that hooked up, 45%. So Yakteen likes to put Drayden on some of his live horses, and this one looks live today. I believe you said 7-2 morning line.
7-2.
That's a fair price. I think I would if I was out the track, if I got 7-2 on this horse, I'd definitely be betting her guy. I think it's going to go a little lower. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, but John White is doing the Del Mar Morning Lines this fall.
I thought things looked a little bit back to normal today. And I hate criticizing and ripping people because, you know, for doing the job they do. And I admit it, I would never, ever be able to do a morning line. But I think it's the track's responsibility to find somebody that's capable of doing it. And the person that was doing it, the summer meeting, was horrendous. And, the morning line, to me as a handicapper, is a tool. And if it's done by a professional, it's a tool that you can use to kind of look at a horse that you like and think, well, you know what? You know, maybe I can design a ticket around this horse and use him as a knockout horse. And if you do that and you find out that the horse is going to the post at 5-2, that kind of defeats the purpose of the strategy that you're using. So I don't say that you need to handicap horses strictly off of the morning line, but it's one of the tools that, you know, you can use. And I'm very happy to hear that John's back, because he's not a harder working person that does the morning line than John White.
Well, he takes great, great care in his morning lines, as we know.
Yes.
And he's been doing it for a number of years at Santa Anita, of course. And he's a veteran at it and well respected at it. And it'll be a pleasure to see his morning lines. I've never been a handicapper who relies on morning lines. I know a lot of people do. But that just hasn't been my style, and just, you know, personal preference. But when I have handicapped a card, I like going back and looking at see what my horses are on the morning line. I don't like to bet anything less than 5-1. So if I look at a horse I like and see it's at 7-2, I'm a little bit disappointed because I know I'm not going to get 5. But a lot of people use it as a tool. I don't, but it'll be good to see John White making the morning lines this fall.
Yeah, and there were just way too many at this past summer meeting. There were way too many maiden runners that were listed at 20-1. And, I was thinking, when I was going over the card, thinking, wait a minute, you know, should this horse really be at 20-1? And then you'd have the horse go to the gate at, 5-1, 7-2, 5-1, somewhere in that ballpark. And then you'd have horses that were listed at 4-1 in the morning line going to the gate at 30. And when you see that, you know that the person's not grasping what they should be doing. And again, I wouldn't be able to do it. So hats off to John.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
He does a fantastic, fantastic job with doing
it. Yes.
Tomorrow's feature, again, first post is at 12:30. Tomorrow's feature comes in the eighth race, and this is a good little race, folks. Overnight, $75,000. The Let It Ride, again, a mile on the turf, just like the feature today. today's feature is A Mile in the Grass, right? I think.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So anyway, both features this weekend are on the turf, a flat mile. And here we have from the rail out Goldie at 12-1 under J.J. Hernandez. Lane Way, 4-1 with Drayden Van Dyke. Strong Constitution, 4-1 with Abel Cedillo. Rookie Mistake, 12-1 with Mario Gutierrez. Haywood's Beach, 7-2 with Umberto Rispoli. Dominant Soul, 8-1, Edwin Maldonado. Margot's Boy, 3-1 with Tiago Pereira. I'm Leaving You, 30-1, Victor Espinoza. Lure Him In, 12-1 on the outside with Tyler Bays. And that will be a good race, the feature race tomorrow. As far as horses today, Hondo, do you like anybody free play for the listeners out at Del Mar?
I love a horse in the last race today. So you can maybe use it to get out if you're having a bad day. I love KP Aim High in the ninth race for Jeff Mullins and Tyler Bays. Horse will be making his second start, debuted at a mile on the San Anita Lawn on October 4th. Ran kind of an even race, closed some ground in the stretch. And since Tyler's returned from back east, him and Mullins have teamed up, three or four times to win.
Yeah, they're good friends.
Yeah, they're good friends, and Jeff has always used Tyler on a lot of his horses, even before Tyler left for a while, and they've just picked up right where they left off. And so, yeah, I love that horse in the last race today, KP Aim High. And what's it on the morning line? Do you know?
8-1 on the morning line.
Oh, I love that. Okay, 8-1. Yeah,
yeah.
I think he's got a solid short and a solid shot in the nightcap today.
And again, that's Tyler Bays and Jeff Mullins. And if you subscribe to our newsletter, which is free, and all you need to do is visit our website at horseracing-selections.com and sign up. You will remember that KP Aim High is coming off of our horse to watch list with his debut. Bumped hard at the start, lost position, raced well back, and finished with a little bit of interest late. So that is also a horse to watch list. Sign up, folks. It doesn't cost you anything. You get it every Thursday morning. It's free and a valuable tool for anybody. And even if you don't subscribe to our services, you can still get it for free by visiting the website and signing up. And again, horseracing-selections.com. Our free pick, courtesy of the website, comes today in the seventh race, and we're going to put a couple of bucks on Muchley to win in place. We suggest you two do as well. This is a four-year-old filly. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her England sire here. But nonetheless, Simon Callahan does very, very well with fillies. And she is starting to come into her own since arriving here into the States from Great Britain on earlier this year in March. Three solid races. Really, her only dull race was her local debut when she was a mile on the turf when she came here from Great Britain and ran at Santa Anita. So she's doing well. She's galloping well in the morning. She likes the Del Mar turf course. She's already won once over it. So if you're going to be betting Del Mar today, a couple of bucks to win in place on Muchley in the seventh race is our recommendation for you. And Hondo, what have you heard about opening day? What's the mood down there? And everybody kind of
stoic? Well, I know the mood during the summer was kind of somber, you know, with no fans.
Yeah.
And just a totally opposite environment of what it's usually during the summer down there at Del Mar. I imagine it'll be pretty much the same this fall with no fans. And I do love the fact that, again, Del Mar's very good at having consistent post times. Yes. You know, they don't change them, you know, from one week to the next. And their first post, the whole meeting will be 12:30 p.m., except for Thanksgiving Day, which it'll be 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. But I love the consistent post times. And they will have, or they're saying that they're going to have 8 and 9 race cards. So I take that as a sign that there will be no 10 or 11 race cards. And by saying that, I imagine there'll be eight race cards on Fridays, and then 9 race cards on the weekends. And so I hope that
right.
that holds true, because we just don't we don't have the horse population to be running 10 and 11 race cards.
No, and all it does is it just takes away from the future cards down the road. And
yes.
with the trainers being so picky now about where they run their horses because of the statistics being published everywhere, there's just none of, you know, everybody wants to go into the race with guns loaded and you know, but it's... It's just a different world. It's a different environment. And so hopefully, you know, that will hold true and we'll have decent sized fields for, you know, for the meeting. And then we'll go
yes.
to Los Alamitos next. And do you know when Los Alamitos' opening day is yet?
I don't. I'm
yeah,
thinking
I don't
it's
think
maybe
officially...
I think it's maybe the Friday after. Del Mar closes on Sunday, November 29th. So
all
I'm
right.
thinking maybe it's the first Friday in December. I'm not positive, and I believe it's a 3-week meet, isn't it? Or I'm not positive
yeah, they,
on that.
They actually threw Doc a bone and said we're going to give you three additional days, which was real nice.
And of course, once again, during the fire, the recent fire down in Orange County, Doc stepped up once again. And offered
uh-huh.
the Los Alamitos facility to house the animals, and the man is just you know he's been a lifesaver for this industry many times, and he deserves
right.
a lot of credit.
Yep, but unfortunately, when things are going well, he is viewed as the bastard stepson of the circuit, and doesn't get the dates that you know that he needs and. It's a sad situation. Quarter horse racing is definitely keeping that plant, you know, thriving. But it's just it's unfortunate.
And while
and,
we have while we have a chance to Hat, let's give a Santa Anita salute for they
oh,
certainly
absolutely.
Took a lot of heat last year from the mainstream media for all the fatalities they had. And
yep.
this year they had a safe meet. I talked to Dennis Moore on Thursday, and he pointed out to me, and I didn't realize, that since December 26th, they have not had a horse go down on the dirt track during afternoon racing. Now, they've had a few in the mornings, I think 5 or 6, but in afternoon racing, they're on the dirt, there has not been one fatality during afternoon racing, which is fabulous. And it's funny how when they have a safe meet like this, you don't see the TV trucks in the parking lot lined up wondering what's going on. And, you know, it's just it's too bad. And Dennis told me that bothers him. It makes him angry, but nothing he can do about it. Nothing any of us can do about it. But Santa Anita deserves a lot of credit for a great meeting.
Yep, there's no news broadcasts with warm, fuzzy feelings. It's all negative, you know, involving deaths and injury. And that's the toxic environment that we live in now, and that's what sells newspapers, unfortunately.
Yep.
Things are going well. Nobody hears anything about it. And, they continuously won't. It's when things are going bad that the spotlight is shown everybody points fingers and blames one another. And, it's unfortunate. All right, well, our time is up for this morning. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And don't forget, we'll be back with you tomorrow night from 8 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. for At the Wire. Hondo, thank you for joining us this morning.
All right.
And, folks, we'll be talking to you tomorrow night. Stay safe during Halloween. Don't get accosted by any goblins, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow night. Good luck. Cash some bets.